A cargo ship that ran aground last week is continuing to leak oil, threatening the coast of New Zealand's North Island. Christopher Wells reports.
Authorities in New Zealand have said several hundred tons of heavy fuel oil have already escaped from the ship, and heavy seas are threatening to cause even greater leakage. Transport Minister Stephen Joyce says that more oil is expected to wash up on the beach shortly.
I think the reality of the situation with what's happening on the reef at the moment is that we are getting a lot more oil, which means there'll be a lot more oil on the coast in the next 24 hours. Everybody's done a massive effort to try and mitigate that in the meantime, and that mitigation will continue. But we do know now that there is going to be very considerable amounts of oil on the beaches right along the coast.
Maritime New Zealand said in a statement that a beach cleanup began earlier today and that more teams would be deployed tomorrow. Bad weather, however, has hampered early cleanup efforts. Environment Minister Nick Smith says the environmental crisis is unprecedented.
The government is determined across all the agencies to throw everything possible at minimising the environmental harm for what is now clear to be New Zealand's worst environmental disaster in many decades.
In addition to the oil, authorities are also concerned about some potentially dangerous goods aboard. Authorities say removing these goods is a priority. I'm Christopher Wells.